It's deja vu all over again at the Capitol, as Democratic Governor Terry McAuliffe vetoes coal tax credits, limitations on abortion rights. Now, he vetoed the same bills last year, and Republican Majority Leader Kirk Cox, who's in line to become the next House Speaker, says the governor should tell people what he's for and not just what he's against.
But I think it's time for them to step up and be a little bit more creative and have some state initiatives instead of sort of grandstanding on vetoes, etc.
Is some of this election year politics?
Sure it is.
This is an election year, after all. And after lawmakers head back to their districts this weekend, Cox has to worry about holding 66 House seats. Now, the top of the ticket features a hotly contested race for governor, and McAuliffe can't run again this year. One of the candidates is Democratic Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam.
At the end of this session, it's projected that there will be over 100 vetoes in his four-year term, which will be a record.
As Lieutenant Governor, Northam is the tie-breaking vote in the Senate, and Republicans are using that against him, engineering tied votes on controversial measures so they can force him to go on the record for issues like sanctuary cities and charter schools. Northam says he expects Republicans, and maybe even some Democrats, to use those votes against him on the campaign trail. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.